Archers for the week 16 to 21 February 2003.
David is making Elizabeth an offer.
The most convenient time in the world for a chat, you know, David.
Oh, sorry, I just thought that I...
Nigel's taking the children out for a walk specially so I could get on with the lunch in peace.
All right. Well, I just thought that you'd like to know as soon as possible.
Anyway, we're seeing you tomorrow. Pip's birthday tea.
I know. That's why I wanted to get this out of the way.
You could have rung.
Well, I didn't want to talk about this on the phone.
That sounds ominous.
No, not at all. This is good news for you.
Is it?
Yeah. Ruth and I have had a bit of a rethink on our position on the land we're selling.
The land the Brookfield Farm Partnership is selling.
Well, if you want to put it like that.
I do, and you know why I do.
Can we not go into all that again? I'm trying to give you some good news here.
Yes, sorry. Because I didn't think you'd ever see sense about it. But if you have, that's...
Well, I won't lie to you. Mum did twist my arm a bit.
Good for her. It's only fair, you know, David.
Yes, so you keep saying.
OK, so you're prepared to give us what we want now. Well, that's really...
Hold on. I didn't say that.
No?
No, I explained why that just wasn't possible.
You explained I didn't agree with you.
As I said, we don't have to go into all that again. I'm making you an offer now.
Yes. Well, what is it?
Well, we're prepared to offer you and Kenton and Shula a share of the proceeds from the sale.
How big a share?
Well, it's purely as a gesture of goodwill. I'm not going back on anything I said before.
How much, David?
Well, a couple of thousand, maybe.
A couple of thousand?
Depending on us getting the price we're anticipating.
You seriously expect me to be satisfied with a couple of thousand when you stand to make 70-odd grand?
Possibly, which we will need to put straight back in the business.
So you say.
What do you mean by that? What do you think we're going to spend it on?
I'm not going to be privileged to know, am I?
No, you're not, because it's our business. But, as it happens, we need every penny of that money.
I'm sure you do.
There'll be tax to pay on it. Never mind the 6,000 for you lot.
I apologise for impeding the progress of your business empire.
What empire? We're struggling to survive here.
And you think we're not?
Well, not if you can afford to turn your nose up at £2,000, no. Look, can't you be satisfied?
Satisfied? With a couple of thousand?
You're very lucky I'm offering you anything at all.
Lucky? I am entitled to...
How many times do I have to say this to you? You are not entitled to anything.
I am. If the farm's sold...
We're not selling the farm.
No, just part of it. Or are you telling me the land's not on it?
It's part of the business. It's quite different. Look, if you had read our agreement properly...
I discover it wasn't worth the paper it's written on. Is that what you're saying?
No, of course not.
I should never have agreed to it. I knew you and Ruth were just trying to...
No, you leave Ruth out of this.
I wish I could. Might be a bit more money for the rest of us.
What? Just a minute. Ruth works her socks off for that farm.
Oh, morning, David. I didn't know you were coming. Look, children, it's Uncle David.
How dare you talk like this?
It's nothing personal. I just meant...
It sounded personal. Hello, you two.
Look, David...
Don't worry, Nigel, I'm not staying.
Off you go, then.
Take it you're refusing my offer.
Damn right I am. You can take your 2,000 and stuff it.
Lizzie!
Well, thank you for making your position so clear. Are you coming to Pip's party?
Of course. How petty do you think I am?
I tell you, but there are children present.
Yes, there are.
It's all right, Nigel, I'm off. Don't know why I bothered coming over here in the first.
But I don't know why you did either.
Hi, Mum. How was church?
Oh, morning, darling. Lovely, actually. I quite like having all these different people taking the service.
Gives it the element of surprise, I suppose.
Yes. You look loaded down. Do you want me to take some?
Oh, would you mind? Just till we get back to my car. I parked on the green.
Oh, that's fine. So did I.
I just fancied a long, lazy afternoon with the Sunday papers.
That's a good idea. I might do that too. The house is certainly quiet enough with Alice off on a skiing trip.
Yeah, you should. Seems ages since I've just done the normal things.
I know what you mean.
Sam and I like to read them in... Well, it was one of the rare things we actually did do together.
Oh, darling.
Oh, no, it's all right, Mum. That's why I'm trying to set up a new routine, just for myself. Try and move on, like they tell you to.
Good for you. That's what I should be trying to do.
Yeah, but it's harder for you.
Yes.
You can't put your past behind you. You're living with him.
It is hard. I feel bad about that sometimes.
You do?
Ah, I can see Brian's trying and... I find it hard to respond.
You can't force it, Mum. You were very kind to him about those flowers.
Was I?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes.
I'm glad this place has been sold.
You knew?
Yeah. Oh, Mum, you weren't keeping it from me, were you?
I wasn't sure how you'd feel about it. All the plans you had, and you were so excited about moving here.
Yeah, just as well we didn't, for all sorts of reasons.
Yes.
Could have been... Oh, well, it didn't happen.
No.
Oh. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, nothing. It's chilly. Let's walk on.
You all right?
It's just... Well, I used to have such happy memories of Honeysuckle Cottage.
Yeah.
Going to see Uncle Walter with Gran.
Yeah, I remember that too. They were a funny couple.
If you can call them that. And then when Nelson took it over, that was fun too.
Yeah. Remember when they tried to get Julia's bed through the upstairs window?
Oh, and it's such a pretty place. So many good memories. Now I shall never be able to look at it without thinking.
Oh, Mum.
If she'd never seen it. If they'd never moved here.
Yeah, but you can't think like that. It drives you mad, I know.
Yes.
It's only a cottage.
Well, I told you it was silly.
No, no. I feel like that about some things too, but...
But we have to move on. Maybe it'll be easier when the new people come.
Yeah. Who's bought it, you know?
No. Nobody seems to.
Well, let's hope they're happy there.
Let's talk about something else, shall we? Do you think I should redecorate Adam's room?
I suppose you could.
I was wondering if I should wait till he got home so that he could tell me how he'd like it.
It's a thought.
Well, it's really so dreary and old-fashioned.
Well, go for it, then. You've got the eye for it.
Well, I like to think so. Oh, darling, it'll be so good to have him home.
Yes, it will. Hi. That didn't take long.
Yeah, well, get stuff doesn't take long to say.
Oh, no. Who said that?
Elizabeth, of course. Don't know why I bother.
She turned it down flat.
Yep.
I thought she might at least want to think about it.
No. She was too busy being even more insulting than she was last week.
About anything in particular?
Quite right. My sister thinks the world owes her a living when the rest of us have to work for us.
Oh, no, no. Come on. She works hard.
You've got no reason to defend her.
Ah, so some of the insults were flying my way, were they?
No.
David?
You know what she's like. She just lashes out in every direction. Look how poisonous she was to Mum and Dad last time.
I don't want all that starting up again. They're worried enough as it is.
Oh, it's not going to.
You don't mean... You think we shouldn't sell the land?
Of course we should sell the land. Apart from anything else, we've got to safeguard Elizabeth's precious inheritance.
Sorry?
If we don't get the farm onto an even keel, there'd be damn all for anyone to inherit.
And that's what you're going to tell her?
I'm not telling her anything. It's a pity she found out in the first place.
Yeah, but David...
How we choose to run this farm, it's got nothing to do with her. And the sooner she realises that, the better.
So we're going ahead with it?
Too right we are. Don't you think we should?
Oh, yeah. I just wish all this hadn't blown up the day before Pip's birthday, that's all. Is that enough cabbage? Oh, yes, I think so.
God, it's cold right there.
I know.
Oh, Debbie, I didn't realise you were coming to lunch.
I wasn't. We bumped into each other in the village and I persuaded her.
Oh, well, good. It's quiet with Alice not here. Just been taking silage out for the ewes.
Have you?
Good.
Debbie agrees with me.
She usually does. About what?
I should get Adam's room decorated.
Oh, yes.
And I said I was thinking about it.
I know, but I just wondered if it was worth it.
Worth it?
Why shouldn't it be?
No reason. No, it doesn't matter. No, it's a good idea.
I'll get on to the decorators then.
Yes, do. So, good service?
Yes, thank you. Mum came, which was nice.
The lost sheep returning to the fold.
Don't think she'd quite see it like that, darling.
How's she doing with the stuff for the church website?
Oh, she's been very busy from the sound of it.
Well, there must be a lot of material.
You'll be able to ask her all about it this afternoon.
Will I?
We're all going over to Bridge Farm for Tony's birthday tea. You hadn't forgotten.
No. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Won't it be fun?
Unless you're too busy on the farm.
I think I can spare one afternoon. It is going to be a busy week, though.
Is it?
Yes, isn't it, Debbie? There's a fair bit of drilling to do. And, of course, the Fwag chap coming to fill us in on the NBZ legislation.
No problem there.
No. It's just a question of getting the paperwork right.
I'm on top of it.
Are you going to talk to him, then?
Yeah.
Well, I can do it if you like.
No, thank you. I'm sure I'll be able to cope.
I'm sure you will be. I just thought...
I expect Debbie would rather be in a nice, cosy office going through a few forms than out seeing to the stock in this weather.
I would.
Oh, fine.
And you've never been that interested in FWAG initiatives?
No.
This is a bit different.
Yeah. Doesn't involve us in having to do anything much.
Though, people can change.
Can they?
And then he had the cheek to offer me £2,000.
£2,000?
Yes, it's an insult.
It's £2,000 more than his previous offer. I gather you turned it down.
Of course I did.
It might at least have been worth thinking about.
What was there to think about?
Or consulting Schuler and Kenton.
They can look out for themselves.
Or me.
Nigel, darling, you're better off out of this.
But Lizzie...
Do you know, he actually had the nerve to say it was a gesture of goodwill.
Well...
Goodwill? Can you believe it?
If he really doesn't think you're entitled to a share of the profits from the sale...
Of course I am. What does he know?
He is running the farm.
Yeah, very badly if they need to sell land to pay off their debts.
Oh, I don't think that's fair. Things are tough for farmers.
And they aren't for us.
We're doing okay. Please, Lizzie, don't work yourself up into a state about this. Look what happened last time.
That was different. It's not relevant.
Not relevant? Lizzie, you nearly died. I see you getting all worked up again.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you be worked up if Camilla was treating you like this?
All brothers and sisters have their ups and downs. Look at Lily and Freddie.
Nigel, we're not squabbling about a teddy. There's real money at stake here. It's my money.
Well, David doesn't think it is yours.
And what does he know?
Well...
Who died and made him Lord Chancellor? I'm going to see a solicitor about this.
Kenton's making an effort.
You throwing a lunch party?
Oh, only for Daniel. You know how he likes my extra special omelette.
Well, he'll be stuffing his face at Pip's party this afternoon.
I'd forgotten. Oh, well, never mind. I'll save it for Alistair. He likes my omelettes.
Not enough to let you stay here, if that's what you're angling for.
You have such a devious mind, Sheila.
I'm not the only one. Have you thought any more about where you are going next?
Well, I was rather banking on that casino job coming good. Give me the cash for deposit.
Well, surely you've got a month's rent.
Well, no, not really. But don't worry, something will turn up. It always does.
A rent-free home and a new job?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, you know I'm looking.
We're all looking.
Let me know if you find anything.
Well, Caroline did mention something, but I don't know if it's suitable.
Anything legal considered? Or even...
Oh, well... no, this is all above board. Managing a health club in Felpersham.
Sounds ideal. Lead me to it.
You don't know anything about health clubs.
Of course I do. I lived in Australia for 5 years. The Aussies are sports mad.
You weren't running health clubs there.
Well, I could have been.
Oh, no. This contact is a friend of Caroline's. No funny business.
I'm quite capable of getting the job on my own merits. I mean, what could be so hard about running a health club?
You should ask Kathy. She used to run the one at Grey Gables.
Did she? Oh, yes.
Though you don't seem to have seen so much of her lately. Everything okay?
Oh, yes, fine. In fact, did you say you're just going out in the car?
Yeah, in a minute. I'm taking Daniel down to Brookfield.
You wouldn't like to make a little detour, would you? Via Lower Loxley?
So Shula's going to be a bit late, apparently.
Oh, that's all right. Ruth's still sorting the bairns out.
Yes, I saw. Usha's here, though.
Lucky she had this afternoon off.
Usha's time off often coincides with Ben needing babysitting.
She's very fond of him, isn't she?
She'd make a lovely mum. What a waste.
Oh, no, Jo, we're not supposed to think like that.
No. I know she's got a career, but...
Can't just build your life round your children.
That's true.
And Ruth knows I'm not too old to cope on my own.
Not too old to cope with anything.
Oh, thank you.
You were at the top of that folly at Netherbourne Hall before Phil and I even got to the first landing yesterday.
Oh, it was a lovely day with the three of us. I did want us to have that before.
Before what?
I haven't told Ruth yet, but I'm going back to Prudder after half term.
Oh, Heather, why?
I think it's time.
But you seem so happy here.
Oh, I have been.
Ruth and the children will miss you.
I'll miss them. But I can't start depending on them. I made that mistake with Solly.
Oh, Heather.
I don't mean I feel he let me down. He never did that. He always protected me, bless him.
He loved you.
Now Ruth wants to do the same, but I've got to see if I can do this on my own, Jill.
I understand. We'll all miss you.
And I'll miss you. You've been very kind to me.
Not always, I'm afraid. I might have been a bit, snappy sometimes.
Oh, you've been so busy with the bands and church. We all get like that.
I didn't want you to think this.
No, Jim. No one could have been kinder to me than you and Phil. And you're my very good friends, both of you.
Elizabeth, hiya. Have you seen Kathy anywhere?
She's busy, and I don't want you distracting her.
All right, I need to bite my head off.
No, sorry. She should be on her lunch break soon. You can talk to her then if it's important.
Yeah, it is. I've heard about this job, you see.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Otherwise, I've got no money, no home and no prospects, unless Dave has a change of heart.
He hasn't been in touch with you, then?
No, why?
Well, that's a good sign. I must have convinced him it wasn't worth trying to buy us off.
Buy us off? Well, he's offered you money?
Yes, so insulting.
I wish he'd tried to insult me with it. How much?
You know, he had the nerve to call it a gesture of goodwill.
How much, Elizabeth?
Goodwill?
Elizabeth?
£2,000. Can you imagine?
£2,000? And you turned it down?
Of course I did. I'm worth more than that.
Well, I'm not. I mean, what were you thinking?
Then we can get much more than that if we stick to our principles.
You could at least have asked me. I mean, I was included in this deal.
Yes, you and Shula.
Oh, good. Well, maybe it's not too late, then.
You can't accept it. We've all got to stand together.
Oh, well, that's easy for you to say. You've got a roof over your head and money coming in.
In the long run...
Look, I haven't got a long run. Alistair's chucking me out at the end of next week. I mean, in the long run, we're all dead.
Don't be silly. If I get a good solicitor...
Oh, no, look, we're all sunk. I mean, they take forever, and then you find all the money's disappeared in legal fees.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
Oh, hiya.
Sorry, Lucy. Look, you know the shindig we're hosting on Thursday?
Can you hang on a moment, Nigel? Look, if I get onto Dave quick enough, I mean, I'll be down there this afternoon.
You'd be wasting your time. Stick with me.
You mean it's not on offer anymore?
I doubt it.
Oh, not this again.
What, just because you turned it down? Oh, that's great, Elizabeth.
No, I'm telling you, it'll be better.
I'll turn it to the Marines. I'm going to see Kathy.
But look,
and do you know what? I don't care if she's busy.
Oh, honestly, my brothers.
So you've fallen out with Kenton too. Well, that only leaves Shula.
Oh, she'll be useless. Neither of them will stand up to him.
Lizzie.
It makes me so mad.
I can see it does. You've got to calm down.
Why should I?
Well, you don't want to spoil Pip's birthday, do you?
How's it going?
All right. Oh, that's better. David and Usha are organising games. Mum's refereeing.
Rather her than me.
She's really throwing herself into it. Actually, I wanted to ask you something.
Yes?
Only she seems rather...
Ruth. Good. I need a word. I would have asked Dave, but he's got his hands full.
I'm sure he has.
You know he offered Elizabeth £2,000 yesterday from the sale of the land?
From the proceeds, if we get them, yeah.
Did he? Oh, good.
It would have been if Elizabeth had accepted it.
Yeah, you never spoke a truer word.
She turned it down? No.
I knew you'd be disappointed.
Well, don't worry. I'll take it.
It might not be as simple as that.
We've run out of cola.
Already? Oh, no.
Shula, you'd take £2,000 if Dave offered it, wouldn't you?
What? But if Elizabeth isn't interested...
Yeah, well, I am. You would, wouldn't you, Shula?
Oh, is this about that wretched land? Just leave me out of it.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. What happened to sisterly solidarity?
Kenton?
Well, honestly, Mum, just because Elizabeth's on a high horse as usual...
Hey, what was that about Lizzie?
Nothing.
It doesn't matter.
It does. But can't you make her see sense,
Kenton, knowledge? I've told you. We've had to think again.
You won't need to if Elizabeth says she'll take the money, will you?
I don't think there's much chance of that.
Oh, dear, don't you?
You know what she's like, Jill. I mean, once she's got it into her head that something's a matter of principle...
So you think she's wrong?
Kenton, that isn't fair.
I just wish that she'd stop upsetting herself about it.
Well, that's what I wanted.
Well, she can't if she takes the money. I mean, you can persuade her,
Nigel. Leave him alone. You must see he's in an impossible position.
Oh, and I'm not? So much for family solidarity.
That really is unfair, Kenton.
Yes, everyone's done their best to help you.
This isn't a charity. It's a farm.
I really don't think you should blame Lizzie.
For what? What's going on?
Guess.
David and I agreed to call a truce for the afternoon.
Oh, I see. Left out again.
Oh, Kenton, grow up. We don't want to spoil Pip's birthday.
I'm not spoiling it, Mum.
Nobody said you were.
Oh, why is everything my fault? You know, I'm not the one who's trying to do her brothers and sisters out of their rights.
And now, just
you
a minute.
You know it's not like that. Don't you tell me what it's like.
Oh, go, Lizzie, go.
Children, please stop.
Yes.
You see, Nigel, the only solution is to take this whole mess to a good solicitor and let them sort it out.
What? Elizabeth, you can't be serious.
What are you all doing in here? Is no one coming to my party?
Ah, there, that looks better. Hello, pets have all gone.
Yeah, thank goodness. Oh, I don't think I've ever been so glad to see the back of people in my life.
You shouldn't worry. I really do think Pip noticed anything was wrong.
No, I hope not.
To be fair to Elizabeth, you wouldn't have known anything was wrong from the way she was with Pip.
I don't feel like being fair to Elizabeth. If she wants to fight you through the courts, let her try.
Oh, but we'll come to that.
Oh, Elizabeth always wants to have the last word. I'm so glad you were here, Mum.
Oh, thank you, Pet. But look, Pet, I don't want you to get upset, but I just think it's time I was getting back home.
What?
Well, I'll stay for half term.
Home? But why? Not because of this trouble with Elizabeth.
Of course not. It's just time I was getting home.
I was hoping you might think about moving down here permanently. Make your home here.
Oh, sweetheart, that would be such a big step. I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
But
things I need to do first.
What things?
Find a way of living without your dad.
We could do that together.
Our life was in Prudder. My life. I can't just abandon it because he's not there anymore.
We're here.
I'm trying to stand on my own feet. You do understand.
I think so. Promise me you'll at least think it over.
I will.
I mean, come on, Mum. You can't leave me alone down here with all these archers.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, please. Not in front of the children.
They're asleep. You could have been on my side.
I am on your side. That's why I want you to stop this.
What? You have to be joking.
It's not worth it.
I think it is. It's the principle.
Whatever principle's at stake. Is it worth risking your life?
Don't be melodramatic.
I'm not. I can see you're making yourself ill again.
No, I'm not.
Jill's upset. You and David and Ruth are barely speaking. Kent and Shula are arguing.
But that's not my fault.
I can't bear to see it. You don't know what you've got, Lizzie.
I know what I haven't got.
Your family is so special. Do you know what your mum said to me when I went to Brookfield? Oh, years ago.
What was that then?
Wouldn't you be more comfortable if you took your head off, Nigel? I was wearing my gorilla suit, you see.
Thank goodness for that.
It didn't bother her. It didn't bother anyone. Such a warm, loving, accepting family.
Don't go all dewy-eyed on me. You just thought that...
Rather different from my own home life? Yes. But what you had, it's what I want for the children. What they had this afternoon.
No one's going to take it out on the children.
Once you get solicitors involved, you don't know what's going to happen.
You're being melodramatic again.
It'll go out of your control. You don't know where it'll end. Please, Lizzie, don't do this.
David's getting back to basics.
I've finished milking, David.
Oh, right.
Do you need a hand with that?
No, I'm all right. I'm just making sure we've got everything ready for Lammy.
That will be next week.
Should be, yeah. Are you still happy to do the odd shift for us?
Yes, of course. Though you realise I don't know much about sheep.
Oh, we wouldn't leave the curb alone. But an extra pair of hands is always useful.
I'm sure it is. And I'd like to learn. It's a shame I shall only be here for the start of it.
Yeah, I should have thought of that, trying to extend your work permit.
Well...
Still, you'd be glad to get home, I'm sure.
In some ways. My family will be pleased to see me.
Not long now?
No.
Hey, did Ruth send you the party invitations?
Yeah. It was very kind of her to go to so much trouble.
Well, I want to give you a good send-off.
It will be that, I'm sure. I gave Bert his already.
Did you?
I think he was rather surprised.
What, that you'd invite him along to the leaving party?
That I'd ask him to come to the ball upstairs.
Oh, yes, of course. Normally he wouldn't be seen dead in the place. But surely...
It's all right. He's coming.
Oh, I should think so.
He said he wouldn't do it for anyone else. But as it was me...
Ah, there you are, then.
He said he supposed it would be an experience.
Yeah, for everyone, I should think.
I shall take Kirsty hers tonight. She's working, but...
Making the most of the time you got left.
Yeah. Shall be sad to leave her.
Well, Hungary's not that far away. Nowhere is these days.
I suppose.
She can visit you.
Oh, I hope she does.
Yeah, I'll be in the ball myself this evening. I'm seeing Debbie about the spray programme.
Good. I can buy you a drink.
Well, I don't want to stay too long. I'd rather be having a quiet night in, to be honest with you.
Would you?
Yeah, after the day we had yesterday.
I thought Pip enjoyed her party.
Oh, Pip did, yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Of course. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, right. Hello, David Archer.
It's me.
Oh. I thought you'd said all you had to say yesterday.
Well, not quite.
Well, I did, so...
I'm not going to solicitor, David.
Oh.
That was it, really.
Right. Well, you should tell Mum. She and Dad have been...
Yeah, I have.
Well, I think that's very sensible.
Nigel persuaded me.
Good for Nigel.
Don't get the wrong idea. I'm still not happy about this.
Kathy, still hard at work?
Yes.
Are you going to be much longer?
Probably.
Only I was wondering if I could take you for a drink this evening. We didn't really talk yesterday.
Where would I get a babysitter at such short notice?
Oh, well, couldn't you ask...
Oh, sorry, I forgot. You think it doesn't matter if I leave Jamie on his own?
Of course I don't think that. Look, I'm sorry about last week.
Yes, so am I. Sorry I ever trusted you.
Oh, Kathy, please. Haven't you ever made a mistake you bitterly regretted?
Not with Jamie.
He's forgiven me.
How do you know?
He told me so, at Pip's birthday party. We had a great time.
Well, I don't want you messing him around, Kenton.
I don't intend to. He's my mate. He said he'd miss me.
Oh, now that is just below the belt.
Kathy, he was cross with me and now he's forgiven me. Can't you?
Kenton!
Oh, no, here comes the lady of the manor. Please, say you'll try and get a babysitter, please.
Oh, all right, I'll try.
Kenton!
It's all right, I was just going. I'm not distracting Kathy from her work.
I wanted to let you know I'm not going to be consulting a solicitor.
Oh, great. So you're taking the money?
No, of course I'm not taking it.
Oh, is this about the Brookfield land?
Elizabeth, what is the point then?
I thought you said you were going. We don't want to bore Kathy with all our squabbles.
But... Oh, no, all right. See you later, I hope, Kathy.
I'll ring you. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I didn't mean to butt in. I mean, it's none of my business, of course.
Well, no, it isn't.
No. Well, I'd better finish clearing these things.
I'm sorry. Look, I didn't mean to bite your head off. There's no reason for me to take it out on you.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Only I just finished talking to David and... You don't have any brothers, do you, Kathy?
No, I don't.
Aren't you the lucky one?
Yes, I'm beginning to realise that. Oh, well, we'll see.
Things not going so well between you and Kenton? Sorry, this is where you tell me to mind my own business.
No, it's not that. I just don't know. I don't know where I am with him.
Oh, Kathy, join an extremely large club.
Oh, is he gone?
Yep.
Oh, that was quick.
Yep.
I did hope he might hang on till I got changed.
He was running late. Why?
Oh, just courtesy, you know.
Past the time of day?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Check up I hadn't committed us to anything you didn't like the sound of.
Of course not. I know I can trust you to do.
Trust, yes, I used to trust people.
Oh, Denny.
Nothing to check.
I'm sure there wasn't.
He seemed quite happy with the way I got the record set up.
Well, they look good to me.
Mentioned the restrictions on spreading mark or fertiliser in the autumn.
Well, that's only on light sandy soil, isn't it?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, needn't bother us, then.
It's as well to be fully informed.
I agree. A lot of farmers are just shutting their eyes and hoping it'll go away.
And we Aldridges never do that, do we?
No.
So, that was it.
You told him you didn't want to get involved in the countryside stewardship scheme, as you said you would.
I did.
But there's no rush.
Isn't there?
Plenty of time to enter the scheme in the future, if we want to. If you want to.
The future. Maybe. Who knows? I can't stay long.
I'm really grateful you came at all.
Yes, well, Ed doesn't mind watching Jamie for an hour, but then he's going out himself.
An hour will be quite long enough.
For what?
Well, for me to say that I'm sorry.
You've said it, Kenton. To be honest, it doesn't really help.
Oh.
I believe you. I know you're fond of Jamie. But you have to think of him first. And I don't know if you can do that.
Well, I can try.
But trying isn't good enough.
It will never happen again, I promise. One chance, that's all I'm asking. Kathy, please.
So that was it, really. You might have to be a bit more careful than us.
Because Brookfield has more livestock.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruth's on top of it. We've got enough arable to even things out.
Yeah, I took a walk round your fields last week.
You were checking for diseases, right? In the cereals?
That's it.
And did you find anything?
Nothing significant. It's all looking pretty good, really.
That's what we like to hear. Hey, why don't you go and get us all another drink, Jabba?
We haven't finished with these yet.
Oh, it's good to have the next one set up.
Well, look, it's my round. I'll give you the money. If you're sure you don't mind fetching them for us.
Well, no, I'd be delighted to. Thanks.
No need to hurry back.
David?
Well, there isn't.
Poor lad, don't tease him.
Yeah, I'm the one who put him out of his misery.
He's very smitten, isn't he?
I'll say.
Don't know why he didn't just go and sit at the bar in the first place.
Oh, we might have thought that rude.
Isn't that sweet? What good manners.
Little did he realise we'd prefer it.
David!
Gazing at her with those great yearning brown eyes reminds me of one of the cows.
Don't be mean.
Hey, you don't have to live with him. Should have seen him on Valentine's Day.
He's only a baby. Let him enjoy it while he can.
So, doesn't look like I'll be getting my hands on the 2,000 either.
You don't know that for a fact.
Oh, I think I do. Oh, I know Dave. That was a very small window of opportunity, and Elizabeth slammed it shut.
Well, you'll just have to try and get a proper job, like the rest of us.
Better news on that front, actually.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yeah, I found something I think would really suit me.
Oh, good. What's that, then?
There's a job going at the health club in Felpersham. Home Zone, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, they're looking for a new manager.
I didn't know you'd run a health club. Was this in Australia? You never mentioned it.
Well, not as such, no, but yeah, sure I could learn.
Oh, it's not that easy. It's quite a specialised field these days.
I'd need a good teacher.
Well, you need more than that, if you've no experience at all.
Oh, and you when you took on Grey Gables?
Not really. Well, that was a long time ago. Things are different these days.
Well, why? If you could learn on the job, then...
I wouldn't stand a chance now. All the bright young kids with degrees in sports science and business studies.
You are always selling yourself short. I'm sure you could show me the ropes, so to speak.
I could?
Yeah. Well, if you wouldn't mind. I thought maybe you could take me around your old stomping ground, give me the benefit of your years of experience.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
So that's what this whole evening was about. Me helping you to blank your way into a job you're not remotely qualified for.
Of course not. I wanted to see you.
Well, now I understand why.
No, not because of the job. I mean, I would value your advice, yes,
oh,
of course,
good.
But...
Well, look, here it is. Get real, Kenton.
Oh, could you be a bit more specific?
Well, start looking for a job you can actually do.
Yeah, that does narrow the field.
Oh, this isn't funny, Kenton.
No.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't trust you with Jamie. Excuse me, I have to go.
Well, Kathy, not like this. I'm sorry. Kathy!
So, when's he arriving?
Week after next.
Oh, it's good he'll be able to stay for a bit.
Yeah.
Must be years since I had a proper talk to him.
Yeah, I feel the same. It's so interesting what he's been doing in Africa.
Yeah. Wonder what he'll make of British farming.
He'll certainly have a few surprises waiting for him at home farm.
Yeah. Hey, it's my ever generous brother.
Oh, no.
Nice to see you too. Hi, Debs.
Hi. You look a bit down.
Once again, fortune vomits on my eiderdown.
Oh, don't get him started.
Look, Dave, I know the £2,000 is off the table, but could you spare the price of a pint?
£2,000?
Don't ask, Debbie, please.
Unless you've changed your mind now Elizabeth's called the lawyers off.
No, but I'll get you a pint.
Oh, cheers.
Just don't mention the land.
What land? Oh, I've had a terrible evening.
Oh, tell me. You cry on my shoulder for a change.
Oh, there's an offer you can't refuse. I'll get you that pint.
Oh, cheers, Dave. If only I could have got to him before Elizabeth. But I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, I saw you with Kathy. More problems?
Only caused by me. Asking a big favour when I'm not exactly in her good books.
What did you want her to do?
Ah, there's this job going at health club in Felpersham.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I haven't set foot in one for years. But I do need to, you know, be a little bit clued up if I'm going for this job. You know, my stairmaster from my elbow.
Yeah, it might help.
So I was thinking she could get me into Grey Gables Health Club. You know, give me a guided tour of their setup.
Oh, yeah. She used to run it, didn't she?
Exactly. But I really blew that one.
Well, I can take you in. That's all you want.
Well, you could.
Well, I wouldn't know as much as Kathy, but I am a member. And I used
Debbie,
to...
Debbie, you are my fairy godcousin once removed.
Thank you. Where would you like to go?
Well, as soon as possible, ideally. Oh, but I suppose you're busy on that farm of yours.
Not a problem.
Work does so get in the way of things. Makes me wonder why I want a job.
Told you. It's not a problem. Would Thursday do?
Jack is not a happy man. Thank you.
Things don't seem to be getting much better.
I've told you before, Jack, you shouldn't read the business section if it depresses you so much.
My accountant's been on to me again. Wants to know if I've decided what to do with that money from the shares I sold in the autumn.
Well, it does seem silly to leave it lying round doing nothing.
Yeah, but what can I put it into? Nothing seems safe these days.
You were thinking of investing it in property, weren't you?
Yes, but the housing market can be so volatile.
I wasn't thinking about houses. You mentioned Daphne's cafe.
Well, the Echo staff are on to me all the time. I don't know. It's all a worry.
Jack, it could be worse. Look at poor Marjorie.
That's true. At least I've got my health.
You have. We both have. And we should be grateful. But I wasn't thinking about that so much.
Well, what then?
We're very lucky to be in a secure financial position.
You think Marjorie isn't?
Well, suppose she needs long-term care. You know how expensive that can be.
Do you think she might?
I don't know. I'm going to ask a doctor when I visit this morning.
Oh, give her my love.
Yes, of course.
Is Jennifer still coming with you?
Oh, yes. Glad of the opportunity to get away from Home Farm, if you ask me.
I'm sure.
And Alice isn't there to distract her. Still, Adam's coming home. I hope that'll cheer everyone up.
It will be good to see him. Will you be back for lunch?
I'm not sure. I want to pop in at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yes. Tom's got his meeting at the bank today, hasn't he?
Yes. I hope they give him what he wants.
Maybe I should have lent him the money.
Oh, no. My contribution was enough to give him a start.
It might have complicated things.
He needs to see if it's a strong enough proposition for the bank to want to lend him the money for it.
It's a good test.
Exactly.
Let's hope he passes it.
All right, Dad. Only just finished the milking.
Yeah. Oh, the pipes froze up. Took me ages to thaw them out. Oh, I'm cold.
You should have given me a shout. Could have given you a hand.
What, in that suit?
Do you like it?
Yeah, very snazzy.
Does it make me look older?
You want it to?
Oh, yeah. I think that's my only problem.
Really?
Well, I reckon the bank will like the business plan. But they'll be wondering if I've got the experience to pull it off.
We all wonder that.
Thanks a lot.
No, I meant everyone wonders that when they start off. I know I did.
I'm confident I can do it.
Yes, I know.
It's just a matter of convincing other people.
Oh, I'm sure you'll make a good job of that.
Thanks.
Well, good luck, son. I hope you won't be disappointed.
Mum, this is great.
Oh, thank you, love. I hope it's what you wanted.
Oh, it is. And so well researched.
St. Stephen's has had a very interesting history when you come to look into it.
So beautifully laid out.
I like things to look neat and tidy.
I know you do. What a pity you didn't do it straight onto the computer.
It won't take you long to transfer it, will it?
Just seems such a waste. You could have emailed it in, not even bothered to come round.
Oh, I was coming anyway.
Oh, well, maybe next time. How's your word processing coming on?
It isn't.
Oh, Mum!
I did start, but it all seems so complicated.
It isn't, I promise you. It's no more difficult than learning to type.
I don't think that can be true.
I know you'll take to it like a duck to water once you get going.
We've just been so busy lately.
All those jaunts you've been going on with Jack. They sound like such fun.
They have been.
And Alice is having a great time on her skiing trip.
Is she?
Yes. She rang last night. Quite full of it.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, of course it is. I shouldn't feel so.
Has it been hard? Just the two of you here alone?
He's trying so hard and not getting much response.
He can't expect to.
From me or Debbie.
It'll be a long time before she forgives him.
She came in this morning and announced that she was having tomorrow afternoon off to go to Grey Gables Health Club with Kenton.
With Kenton?
Yes. They've become quite chummy lately.
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Well, he hasn't asked her for any money yet.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
And you have to admit he's good company, which she must need. She's taking Friday morning off to go shopping with Elizabeth.
Oh, quite a little holiday. Maybe that's what she needs.
Yes.
Well, you were worried about her burying herself in her work, doing too much.
Yes, I know, but this just seems so extreme. Almost as though she doesn't care about the farm anymore.
I suppose Brian doesn't like that.
Well, I don't know what he thinks. He just sat there and went along with it. He said fine, he'd cover.
Well, I should think so. The work she's put into this farm over the years.
Oh, I know, I know. I used to hate it when they argued.
I know.
Now I almost wish they would.
Why?
They argued because they cared about each other.
Maybe.
And it seems there's nothing left. And there used to be so much.
Oh, we know whose fault that is.
It doesn't make it any easier to watch.
Maybe things will be better when Adam comes home.
Oh, I hope so.
Someone for you and Debbie to talk to.
Yes. Yes, it'll be wonderful to have him back.
He's always been so calm and cheerful.
Mm. Her little ray of sunshine, Gran used to call him.
I'd forgotten that. Good. He can come round and shine on Jack.
Why? What's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing. He's got some money he doesn't know what to do with.
Oh, I thought he was going to buy Daphne's calf.
I hope not.
Oh, I think he should. It's a Borchester institution.
Yeah, all the staff at Radio Borset should feel the same way, Brenda says.
Do they?
They can't bear the thought of Daph's calf closing. You've heard her say that, haven't you, Susan?
What? Oh, yeah. Have we got any economy baked beans?
On the display, if there's any left.
Oh, yeah.
I must admit, I'm getting the same story from the Echo staff.
It isn't just that the food's good, it's so convenient for them.
Oh, yes, it is well placed. Just across the road.
There's a dent in this, Betty.
Oh, sorry, stick it on the battered shelf.
Well, I'll have it if you'll knock something off.
Oh, yeah, sure. There they all meet up there.
Well, the Echo and the radio people. Yeah, I suppose they do.
Well, it's so useful. And lots of Brenda's good stories have come from chats at Daff's, haven't they, Susan?
Yeah. Aren't these on special offer anymore?
No, afraid not.
Oh, right.
It's certainly something to think about.
Well, I know it's a lot of money.
Oh, that's not a problem. I have got some money I don't quite know what to do with. Oh,
I'll take it off your hands if you like.
Oh, Susan, you're such a joker. No, it's a big responsibility, knowing what to do with it for the best.
Well, I'm sure the cap would be a very good business proposition. Are you finished, Susan?
No, but I've run out of housekeeping. Here you are.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Mind you, I'm not even sure if I want my money tied up. Maybe it's a good thing to keep a bit of liquidity.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Solve any cash flow problems. Oh, sorry, Susan.
Oh, nothing. I seem to have a bit of a cash problem here myself.
Oh, dear.
Would a cheque be okay, Betty?
Hi, Dad.
Oh,
still
hi.
Got problems?
Well, I hope not. That's what I'm checking. Anyway, never mind that. How'd you get on at the bank?
Basically, they like the business plan.
Great.
They want me to do a bit more work on it, you know, a few more details. But you'd expect that.
Yeah, of course.
I said to get back to them, but I don't see any real problems.
Well done.
Thanks.
And there's no strings attached? What is the deal exactly?
I'll tell you later. I want to get out of this suit.
Oh, right.
Neil will be here soon. We're going to have to start moving the arcs. Now we've got the electric fence up.
Yeah, not before time. That ground was looking very much the worse for wear.
We'll get it sorted.
You reckon that will take all afternoon?
Probably. Why?
Well, I just wondered if there was a chance you might be able to give me a hand with the milking.
I doubt it. I've got a lot to talk over with Neil now.
Yes, I suppose you have.
Well, if this sausage deal of Tom's comes off, Neil reckons it might mean a bit more work for him.
Well, that'd be something.
But it's also up in the air. I mean, what we need is something regular coming in.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't believe it's more than 6 months since I left the surgery and I still haven't found anything.
Well, maybe Mr. Woolley will give you a job running Daphne's calf.
Yeah, if he can make up his mind what to do with all his spare cash. Oh, I wish I'd got his problems.
Me too. Yeah, you don't know who's bought the surgery, do you?
Well, no. Why, have you heard something?
No, but just from the way the builders are cracking on, Mike reckons they'll be moving in soon, whoever they are.
Oh, I don't know where people find the money.
No, neither do I.
Oh, how's Marjorie doing, by the way? Do you know?
Yeah, okay, I think. She's getting plenty of visitors.
It must feel strange for her, living at the Laurels.
Well, she's being very brave, Hayley says. But I think just being brave takes quite a lot of effort, if you see what I mean.
Mm, must be hard for her.
Hayley's taking Phoebe to see her on Friday afternoon.
I'm sure that'll cheer her up. I expect they miss her.
Yeah. But to be honest, it is a bit of a relief to her and Roy.
Oh, I see.
Well, to know she's safe and they don't have to worry about her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
So they liked the plan?
Yeah. Well, there were one or two adjustments they suggested.
Of course.
But basically, they said it was very sound.
So how exactly are they suggesting you finance it?
They said I should speak to Business Link, see if there are any grants available.
Would be useful.
But the best thing is, they might be prepared to finance the equipment on a leasing deal.
Oh, yes.
They do it through their own leasing company, so they own the equipment and I lease it off them. But it means I can still buy second-hand stuff at an auction.
Oh, it all sounds very promising.
Well, like I say, they want a bit more work on the plan.
That's good. You want them to be fussy. It's for your benefit in the long run.
Right.
And what about the rest of the money?
There's a possibility I could get most of that on an overdraft. That would be easiest.
I should go for that, then.
Unfortunately, it won't be up to me. They might want me to take out a fixed loan.
And you don't want that.
Too right, I don't. Anyway, I'll get these extra figures worked out, and we'll take it from there.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I hope so. I've got an appointment for the week after next, so fingers crossed, eh?
Well, I'm very pleased for you.
It's all thanks to you.
Well, I think that's exaggerating a bit, but thank you.
No, it made a lot of difference me having some of my own capital to put on the table. When Mum and Dad wouldn't come up with anything, I thought it was really sunk.
You know they were in a difficult position.
Yeah, I suppose.
Your father's as excited as you are.
Is he? Have you seen him?
Yes. Working on the pipes in the milking parlour. Mm. Looking totally exhausted.
Certainly slowed things down this morning.
I know. So maybe you could give him a hand tonight.
Well, it's difficult. I've got Neil coming.
I know you're very busy, but you're also young. Your dad isn't.
Did he say something?
No, but I am. Couple of sessions a week. It wouldn't kill you, would it?
No, Gran. I don't suppose it would.
Debbie and Kenton have been keeping fit.
Look at you,
all toned and glowing.
I feel it.
What a pity you're my cousin.
I'm glad I am. Thank you, Kenton. That was a great afternoon.
For me too.
I've forgotten how much I love to swim. But you honestly found it useful.
Oh, yeah. You really know your stuff. I wouldn't have had a clue what half those machines were for.
Yeah, I was surprised how quickly it came back to me.
You never forget. Like riding an exercise bike.
Yeah. I must come here more often.
Only till I start running my club. You'll definitely be entitled to honorary membership.
You're very confident.
Well, I've got a good feeling about this one.
Have you?
Yeah, well, my luck has to change sometime. So, you hungry?
Starving.
Good. I'll book the table for 8.
Why don't you tell me where we're going?
It's a surprise.
I bet it won't be. I know all the good restaurants in Felpersham. Simon and I... Well, I just do.
You really want to bet on it? Loser buys dinner?
All right, you're on.
That's what I like. A woman who rises to a challenge.
There's the children asleep, thank goodness.
Let's hope they stay that way.
Yes. Trust Julia to go out the one night we could use a babysitter.
Emma said she'd check on them.
Looks like she might have her hands full here. The last bottle of red.
Afraid so. There we are. I'll tell Emma to let that breathe a bit.
And I'll tell her not to top people's glasses up quite so often.
Look, don't do that. Well, this is going really well. The MD's already told me that they'll certainly be coming again.
Good news. We must just remember to double their entertainment budget next time.
There's plenty more where this came from. I'll nip down to the cellar now you're back.
Hello, you two. Hi. Haven't seen you in here for ages.
Yeah, it's our half-term treat.
Yep, Phoebe's staying the night at Home Farm.
Oh, I see.
So we're footloose and fancy-free. Don't even have to worry about Marjorie.
Don't say that. Sound dreadful, like we want her to be in hospital. No one would think that.
We know she's somewhere safe, where people can look after her properly.
Well, still feel bad about it.
Hey, don't. You couldn't have been kinder to her.
Yeah, well, she's been kind to us. She's no trouble.
Oh, come on, love. You know that isn't true. I mean, she didn't mean to be, of course, but...
I did worry about her. But anyway, nice not to have to do that.
And she's on the mend, getting lots of visitors.
Is she? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm taking Phoebe over to see her tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, which will make her very happy, so we can concentrate on enjoying ourselves tonight.
Yay! Oh, well, you could have gone somewhere a bit more exciting than the bull. Oh, hey. Clubbing or something.
Sometimes it's just nice to come to the pub.
Yeah, and I'm saving myself up for Tom's big birthday bash next... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't expect Tom not to celebrate his birthday just because we're not going out anymore.
I'm glad you were okay with it.
Absolutely. I'm the one who found myself someone a bit more exciting.
Yeah. But he's going home so soon.
Right.
I was just saying.
So where are you going for this big birthday bash?
Hitting the clubs, you know.
The boys' night out. I'm not invited.
I see. On the pull already, is he? Right.
Here we are. Just through this little alley.
Yeah, Kenton, I think I know...
Ta-da! The Yellow Bamboo, the best Chinese restaurant in Felbersham.
Kenton.
And a closely guarded secret among its discerning patrons.
Not such a secret. I've been here before.
Oh, and I wanted to surprise you.
You have.
Oh, well, dinner's on me.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter.
No. A bet's a bet. I was overconfident. I'd forgotten you're quite the bon viveur.
Oh, not really. It wasn't me that discovered it.
Well, neither did I, to be honest with you. Brenda Tucker tipped me the wink.
Brenda.
Hmm. Yeah, no. I'd have had the Tuckers down as fans of the good life either, but then I came here and
I... suppose she found it by herself.
No, no, you're probably right.
I'm sure I am. Simon and I used to come here a lot. It was our favourite restaurant, our special place.
Oh, Debbie, I'm really sorry.
Maybe it's where he took all the girls. I don't know why I'm surprised. Nothing was special to that man.
Debbie, I feel dreadful.
Oh, you don't have to. Look, I've had a lovely afternoon with you. So good, I almost forgot. But no, Simon Gerard can still wreck everything for me, even when he's on the other side of the Atlantic.
Come on, I'm taking you home.
Look, we can eat here. I don't want to spoil your evening.
Eat here? I shall never set foot in the place again.
Don't be silly, you must be hungry.
We can get a takeaway. Not Chinese, of course.
No.
Oh, Lizzie, that was Mummy on the phone.
Quick, the MD wants a word with you. I think he's ready to commit to another conference. Get him to sign something while he can still see.
I will, but I need to talk to you first. Mummy's got a bit of a problem, I'm afraid.
Oh, here we go. What is it this time?
She can't get a taxi. I said I'd collect her.
Nigel, she's just too mean to pay the taxi fare.
I told her she'd have to wait till I finished here.
Well, I still don't think you should give in to her. Are you okay to drive?
Yes, of course. I've been on mineral water for most of the evening.
There wasn't much going spare the way this lot have been going through it.
All good things must come to an end. I think it's time we started reminding them tactfully that they've all got homes to go to.
Good luck. Julia might be in for a long wait.
Did you want a top up?
Go on then. Why not?
Why not indeed? And a toast to absent friends.
May they rot in hell.
Some of them. No, come to think of it, all of them. Absent friends.
Absent friends. Mm. May they get the hell out of our lives.
Hmm. Well, you see, that's not my problem. It's me everyone else wants to get rid of.
I don't.
No. You're my only friend.
What about Cathy?
I've managed to screw that up too.
She'll forgive you.
I'm not so sure about that.
I would.
You are a sweetheart.
I'm an idiot. Hmm. Everywhere I go, everything I do, I just can't get away from him. There's always something there to remind me.
Oh, I used to love that song. Hmm? I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. Every step I take reminds me how much in love we used to be.
I used to be him. Just you left all that behind in Australia.
Yeah. Pity I left my daughter there too.
Oh, Kenton. Oh, I'm sorry. God, what a stupid thing to say.
No, Debs, no. None of what happened to you was your fault.
Well, it's not entirely true.
That's more than I can say. I don't need anyone's help to screw up my life.
Well, at least you don't feel like a victim. Oh, Kenton, what is wrong with us?
I don't know. Maybe we're not drinking enough. You got any more scotch?
Bye then, sweetheart. I'll see you tomorrow.
Does he always blow kisses to you all the way to the door like that?
Usually.
He fell over Bert Fry once.
Oh, I think it's sweet. She's going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
Hey, maybe you'll be able to get over there and see him.
Maybe.
Budapest, how romantic.
Oh, certainly that. Not like Tom.
He does tend to save his sweet nothings for the pigs, doesn't he? John was the same.
Oh, we had our moments. Quite a drama when we first started seeing each other.
Oh, yeah, you weren't allowed to, were you? Because the court order.
No. All the GM protests. It was so exciting.
Very Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, but then we got into such a rut. Mm. And Chab has really jolted me out of that.
Come on, beautiful. Time we were getting home.
Oh, it's quite early yet.
Not for what I have in mind.
No need to let the whole world know.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just glad to see you old married couples have got some life left in you.
About time.
Hello, Loxley.
Oh, Lizzie, I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, but I am on my way to bed.
How are you?
I waited up a little while, but then I was so tired.
Yes, of course.
So where are you? I thought you'd be back ages ago.
I should have been.
I suppose Julia wanted to show you off to her new friends. Don't tell me you're still there.
No, I'm not with Mummy. I never got that far.
What do you mean? Where are you then?
I'm at the police station.
Oh. You're so gorgeous. Come here. It's just so great us being on our own for once.
Oh, I know.
You forget what it's like.
No need to worry about Phoebe waking up and walking in.
Yeah. Or that we're going to go and disturb Marjorie.
All that noisy.
Might be tonight. Oh, hell.
Who can that be? Let go of me, sweetheart.
I don't want to. Can't you just let it ring?
Yeah, I know, but it might be important at this time of night.
Yeah, or a drunken wrong number.
Or Jennifer saying Phoebe wants to come home.
Well, she'll be asleep.
She might have had a nightmare.
No. Go on, then.
Hello?
Hayley, I'm so sorry to disturb you.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, what does she want? Shh.
Look, I'm really sorry. I couldn't think who else to ask, and it's a bit of an emergency.
An emergency?
Yeah, it better be.
I mean, are the twins ill, or...?
No. Nigel's got himself arrested for drink driving.
Oh, Lord. They breathalysed him.
What?
He's at Borchester Police Station, but of course they won't let him drive home, so I've got to go and collect him.
Oh, I see. Poor Nigel.
Poor us.
Don't waste any sympathy on him. The trouble is, he was on his way to fetch Julia home, so I'm all on my own with the children.
Right, so you're wondering if I could come over?
No, you can't.
I know, it's a lot to ask. I shouldn't be long. I mean, he's been charged and everything.
Look, Elizabeth, I'm so sorry. I would if I could.
But you can't, can you?
Oh, well, no, I know it's a lot to ask.
Yeah, it's not that. It's just that, well, we've been at the Bull all evening, so I'm way over the limit myself.
Oh, Lord, what's the time? Oh, Lord. Oh, Kenton.
Oh, yeah? What's happening?
I was just putting this throw over you. Unless you want to go home this time.
What? Oh, no. No, it was nice here.
That's what I thought. There you are. I'm going to bed now.
Okay. Night.
Night, night.
Lizzie.
Don't speak to me.
But...
Don't.
All right.
Will you get a move on? When we get to the car, you'll find your children asleep in the back.
Oh, no. I thought... Oh, didn't Mummy get back?
No.
Oh, so she's still at her friend's?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I really don't know how it could have happened.
Don't you? Oh, we can talk about that in the morning.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. You will be.
It's been a long night at Lower Loxley.
Kathy. Hi, Jamie. You come to join us this morning, have you?
Yes, please.
That is all right.
Yeah, of course.
Only when we looked in the nursery, there was no one there.
Oh, well, everything's running a bit late this morning. I've only just come to pick up the twins.
Oh, only I'll have to be opening up the cafe soon.
Oh, no problem. You run along to the nursery, Jamie. I shan't be long. Take your pick of the toys.
Great.
It is good of you to have him.
Oh, the more the merrier. Daniel's coming this morning, too.
Yeah, Jamie said.
So he won't just be stuck with the little ones.
No. Aren't you going to go in and get the twins?
I'm waiting for a good moment.
Oh, they're having a row.
Well, Nigel isn't saying much.
Oh, dear, what's he done now?
Only been done for drink driving.
What? When?
Late last night, Elizabeth rang me to see if I could mind the twins while she fetched him from the police station.
Oh, Lord.
But Roy and me had been down the pub all evening, so I couldn't.
How ironic.
Roy thought it was funny anyway. Mm. Lord knows what state the twins will be in this morning.
Well, did she have to take them with her?
Well, she must have done, I suppose. I mean, he's here.
God, Nigel... Drink driving.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a surprise.
You think?
Yeah, although...
What?
Well, he and Kenton did rather get into sampling the fine wines in the cellar.
There you are, then.
I'll put that down to Kenton's bad influence.
Mm, you two had words.
Oh, you could say that. But Nigel seemed to stop.
He seemed to,
yeah. I don't see Nigel as a secret drinker.
Well, his mum was. And, you know, they say it runs in families.
Yeah, but we don't know what happened, do we? Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure he regrets it.
Well, I bet he does now, yeah.
Don't you think you should go in? She might stop.
Oh, maybe. Oh, poor Nigel, perhaps I should rescue him.
You're so stupid. What were you thinking?
I think I'll give them a bit longer.
I just don't understand it.
Yes, Lizzie, you said.
You must have realised you were over the limit.
I didn't. I told you. I'd had a glass or two earlier to be sociable with the clients... And then I switched to mineral water.
Well, it must have been more than a glass or two.
No, I don't think so.
What about when you went down to the cellar for fresh supplies?
What about it?
You weren't knocking it back down there, were you?
Of course I wasn't.
Has been known.
I told you. It was just bad luck.
Is that all right?
A random test. They just happened to stop me.
You must have been doing something to make them suspicious.
I wasn't. As a matter of fact, I was driving rather slowly.
And that isn't suspicious? At that time of night, with nothing on the roads?
I was just being careful.
And why were you being careful?
Well...
Because you knew you'd had too much to drink.
I knew I'd had something to drink. I was just being cautious in case it had slowed my reactions a little.
It had. You could have just told Julie you'd been drinking and she wouldn't have expected you'd come out then.
I suppose I could have told her.
Yeah, so why didn't you?
Well...
Because you'd been drinking.
A couple of glasses.
Which that MD kept topping up.
He didn't.
I saw him.
Then why didn't you tell me I'd had too much to drink to drive?
Oh, it's my fault now, is it?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm the one who's bailed to appear in court next Tuesday. I'm the one who's going to lose my licence.
We don't know that.
I'm the one who's going to have to be driven everywhere.
I'll think of something.
I'm the one who's left his mother stranded.
She'll be back
traumatised
soon.
His children.
They're all right now.
And deprived his wife of her first morning off in weeks.
We'll still go shopping with Debbie.
I've had 3 hours sleep. I don't actually feel like it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else I can say.
Neither do I.
Hi, sorry, I've come for the twins.
Yes, sorry, Hayley. I'm afraid they're still asleep.
Oh, okay, it doesn't matter.
As you can imagine, they had rather a disturbed night.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
No, don't be silly, it was too much to ask.
I'm sorry about that too, Hayley. Your disturbed night.
No, we weren't asleep.
Well, you can sort the children for Hayley then, can't you?
Oh, yes.
Look, James will buy himself in the nursery.
Yeah, Nigel will bring them down to you when they wake.
Great.
Yes, of course.
I have to go out.
Oh, your shopping trip with Debbie, that'd be nice.
It would have been.
Lizzie.
She's not answering the phone, so I'll have to go and tell her the news in person.
Lizzie, please.
Just look after the children, Nigel.
Oh, Lord. What a mess.
Yeah. There was just one thing.
Yes?
Well, I'd booked this afternoon off to take Phoebe to see Marjorie.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, Elizabeth said she'd have the twins, only...
That's all right, Hayley. I'll look after Freddie and Lily. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, yeah, all right, I'm coming.
Oh. Kenton?
Oh, morning, Elizabeth. You want Debbie?
Yes.
Yeah, well, come in, it's freezing out here.
Maybe if you put some trousers on.
Yeah, well, I will when I can find them. Come on, I've got the east wind blowing right in my boxes here.
I just wanted a quick word with Debbie. Didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, right. Well, I think she's probably still asleep. We made a bit of a night of it.
So I see.
Yeah. Oh, no, not like that.
No, it's none of my business.
No, honestly, Elizabeth, it's not what it looks like.
Kenton, I don't care. Would you just give Debbie a message for me?
Okay, well, I'll wake her. She'll tell you.
No, don't do that. Look, I've just come to say I can't go shopping with her.
Oh, yeah, she did say something about that.
So she might as well sleep.
Well, if you're sure, it's rather a wasted journey for you.
That's no novelty. I did try ringing.
Yeah, well, like I said, a bit of a heavy night. Overdid the scotch a bit.
You weren't the only ones.
Mm. Yeah, come to think of it, you do look a bit rough.
Thank you. I haven't been drinking.
Hey, none of my business. You fancy a coffee? I could certainly do with one.
No, I ought to get back. I've left Nigel on his own far too long. Who knows what fresh hell awaits me?
Oh, come on, give the guy a break.
Give him a break? Do you know what he did last night?
I'm guessing it involved drinking.
Drinking and driving. He only got himself arrested.
Oh, no. Poor old Nigel.
Poor old Nigel? He's in court next week.
Well, that's what I said. Poor old Nigel.
His car's still in Borchester Police Station car park. Julia stranded in Pennyhasset with some long-suffering new friends.
What's Julia got to do with it?
Oh, everything. I had to drag the children out of bed and take them with me to fetch Nigel, so they've been up all night.
Oh. So that's why you look so rough.
Yes.
Did you say Nigel's car was in Borchester?
Of course. He couldn't drive it home, could he?
Well, would you like me to go and get it for you?
I suppose someone's got to. I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Debbie could give me a lift over.
Are you sure you're sober enough to drive?
Yeah. Well, by the time Debbie's surfaced, I will be.
It would be useful if you could get it back to Lower Loxley.
Well, there's not much point in doing that, is there?
But...
I mean, Nigel's not going to be able to use it, is he? I might as well hang on to it.
Yeah, can you not do that, please, Jamie? You're making the twins worse, love. Thank you.
Morning, Hayley. I brought Daniel to... Oh.
Hi, Daniel, love. Hey, look who's come, you two. It's Auntie Shula.
Hello. Oh, well, that went down well.
Don't
Don't take it personally. They've been like that all morning.
Can I play with Jamie?
Yeah, you and Jamie take the football outside, if that's all right with you, Sheila.
Yes, of course. Just stay by the French window so Hayley can see you. But be careful.
Sure, cool. Come on, Jamie.
Thank you, Sheila. Now, maybe I can get the twins calmed down.
Whatever's the matter with them?
They're exhausted. Elizabeth had to take them with her when she went to the police station.
Elizabeth's at a police station?
No. This was last night.
But what's happened?
Sorry, I can't think straight this morning. You don't know, do you?
No, I don't.
Nobody's hurt or anything. Nigel got arrested for drink driving last night.
Morning, Cathy. Is everything okay here?
Yes, we're fine. Don't worry. I'm sure you've got more important things to do.
You've heard them.
Well, Hayley told me when I dropped Jamie off.
Of course. Well, everyone will know soon enough. It'll be all over next week's Echo.
Oh, surely not.
Lower Loxley Lush. It's a gift.
I'm sure he wasn't as bad as that. Was he?
I didn't think so. I wouldn't have let him drive.
Of course you wouldn't.
He says they stopped him because he was driving too slowly.
Too slowly?
It is funny, I suppose, when you come to think of it. I couldn't see the choke last night.
I don't suppose you could.
Men, huh? Can't live with them and can't live with them.
No.
Tell me to mind my own business again, but...
Yeah?
How are things with you and Kenton? When I mentioned it before, you seemed a little ambiguous.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you to... I mean, I feel responsible.
Don't be silly.
He is my brother.
We did have a row. I thought he was trying to make it up to me. He can be so charming.
Yes, when he wants something.
Exactly. That was the problem.
Oh, Cathy, I'm so sorry.
I don't know where I am with him. It's not looking good.
But the worst thing about it is the way Liz has reacted.
I gather she's been giving you a hard time.
I didn't mean that.
Well, you didn't do it on purpose.
She's so angry.
She'll calm down.
I was the one who was telling her to calm down. I was the one who was telling her it was bad for her health.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Now I'm the one who's making her angry.
Oh, Nigel, she's tougher than she looks.
You all say that, but I don't know if it's true.
She likes working herself up into a fury about things.
It doesn't mean it's good for her.
I don't agree. If she could just go and kick her heels on the floor like the twins are doing, she'd probably feel much better.
Yes, I've upset them too.
They'll survive, and so will their mum.
Morning, Sheila.
Hi.
Nigel, there's still a pile of photocopying that needs doing out here.
Yes, sorry. I'll get on with it.
Thank you.
I'll see you later, Sheila.
Yes.
My fault, I'm afraid. I've been distracting him.
He's easily distracted.
I wanted to hear all about last night.
Oh, don't.
He's very sorry, you know.
Yes, yes.
And he's so worried about you. He thinks the way you're shouting at him can't be good for your health.
I bet he does. I don't suppose it is.
Stop doing it, then.
I wish I could. Why are all the men in my life conspiring to worry me into an early grave?
Of course they're not.
Well, no, Freddie isn't, I suppose, bless him. But the rest...
Aren't either. Now, come on.
Well, you come on. David's trying to do me out of my inheritance again.
No, he isn't.
Nigel's got me bailing him out of police cells at 3 a.m, with my baby screaming in my arms.
I thought they were asleep in the car.
And now Kenton's up to his old tricks.
Oh, no. Which particular old tricks?
Upsetting Cathy.
Really, but I thought...
Put it like this. I had to go down to Debbie's this morning, and Kenton answered the door to me in his boxer shorts.
That doesn't mean anything. He's just seeing her through a bad patch.
Maybe. But I don't suppose it's helping the problems he's having with Cathy.
What problems?
I'm not sure exactly. But it sounds to me as if they're on the verge of splitting up.
Oh, no. But Alistair's adamant he's got to go at the end of next week.
And you thought he could move in with Cathy?
I hoped he could. They seem to be getting on so well.
I don't know the full story. But from what she said just now, well, I wouldn't hold your breath.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.